I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The decision for institutions to take their money out of fossil fuels is more complicated than just drafting a list of pros and cons. That's according to a recent report commissioned by Dartmouth College. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more on how Dartmouth is weighing whether to divest its endowment funds out of fossil fuel stocks.
Mark Borsick is a professor of engineering at Dartmouth College and a decisions analyst. He wrote the report that weighs the different choices involved in divesting from fossil fuels. Borsick suggests think about the decision in terms of buying a car.
One reasonable way to make a decision would be to identify what are your objectives in buying a car, what are the attributes you would use to evaluate whether or not you're meeting those objectives.
So, let's say you really want a car with good gas mileage. That's your objective. How fuel efficient a car is would be really important to your decision. That's the attribute. Or maybe your favorite color is red, and you just have to have a red car no matter how much it costs. There's only one way to meet the objective of having a red car, and that's to buy a red car.
So then when we go to buy a car, what we might do is look at a variety of cars and evaluate how well each of those meet each of these objectives as measured by the attributes.
What does this have anything to do with whether or not to divest a $4.6 billion endowment from fossil fuel companies? Actually, Borsick says the decision-making process is kind of the same.
We make these kind of decisions all the time, usually informally. And there's nothing wrong with that per se. But if you want to make a decision that's transparent and documentable, something that you can give a rationale for, then it's helpful to lay this out in a very systematic way. And so that's what we've tried to do here.
The authors of the report were not asked for a recommendation on divestment, but to look at the options involved. But just like buying a car, Borsick laid out what Dartmouth's objectives with the divestment decision were as defined by the community and Dartmouth's own mission statement.
We incorporate things like the symbolic aspects to it, the ethical aspects to it, and even the educational opportunities. They're broader than just the financial objective.
So, with that in mind, Borsick came up with a list of options.
And it's not as simple as just to divest or not to divest. What you divest from, how broadly you define that is important, and then what you do with the money that you've divested, what do you reinvest it in? And so we defined a small number of options, and they're not every possible option, but we hope they kind of span the range of possible options. So we identified four options.
Those options are A, do nothing and keep investing in fossil fuels. B, divest from direct holdings of the 15 largest and most polluting U.S. coal companies. C, divest from direct holdings in the largest 200 public coal, oil, and gas reserve owners. This is the option student activists on campus have been fighting for. Or D, completely divest from all fossil fuel companies and reinvest funds into green energy.
And then the exercise becomes, how well do those options fulfill each of these objectives?
So let's say because Dartmouth needs a healthy endowment to keep funding its research institutions, its biggest objective would be financial stability. Todd Kendall, a researcher with Compass Lexicon, says based on his research, divesting from fossil fuels is about as practical as buying a vintage Mustang to drive your kids to soccer practice.
Of all the economic literature that's looked into this question, basically all come to the conclusion that these divestment efforts really have no benefit that anybody can actually articulate. Doesn't change what the companies do. It's ultimately basically a bumper sticker kind of solution. It might feel good to slap your opinion on the back of your car, but it doesn't really change anybody's opinion. It doesn't really do anything, and it doesn't move the debate forward. In this case, it's a really costly bumper sticker.
But on the other hand, Dartmouth has acknowledged that climate change is a real threat. So Jenny Moreno, the U.S. divestment campaign manager at 350.org, says that bumper sticker is valuable even if it's just a symbol.
If we have a chance of surviving on a livable planet, we're going to have to shift away from the fossil fuel industry sooner rather than later. So it's a fight for life, and I think that's why we've seen students showing up in such large numbers and with such passion for the issue.
Now the decision is up to Dartmouth President Philip Hanlon and the Board of Trustees. They will review the report and decide if the school's objectives are best met by keeping its endowment in fossil fuel stocks or driving down a different road toward divestment. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.